Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Two Chairs, No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. This is our fifth episode. Wow, moving right along. We just completed our interviews with George Lindsay, and we're looking for new things to do. So, if you guys have any ideas, please send them in, because I definitely want to talk about things that are going to be interesting to you, not just to me. But hopefully this will be something that we can keep going for a while. We've had some comments coming in from visitors to the website and from listeners. And one in particular that I wanted to mention to you guys is from a gentleman named Paul Balmer. He goes by Clearwater Cop. But he wrote in to say, "Alan, I just wanted to tell you that I just caught up with the first three podcasts, and I think they're great. I want to thank you for that, Paul. I find there's so much on this site to be a good entertainment here for me in Afghanistan." So this gentleman's over in Afghanistan right now. "In an otherwise not so entertaining location," he says. "I'm looking forward to episode number 4, and I wonder how Mr. Lindsay is doing now. Thanks and God bless." This is from Paul. He's a chief master at arms, Paul Balmer. He's a task group Trident Guard Force Commander. He's over in Afghanistan. So I want to thank Paul for listening. And wow, just the fact that anybody is getting some fun and enjoyment out of the stuff that we're doing back here, that would enjoy themselves over in Afghanistan or Iraq. We really are glad of this. And today being Veterans Day, I want to thank all of our veterans and all of our current serving people in the military. In the Air Force, the Army, the Navy, the Marines, and the Coast Guard. We just want to thank them for all the things they do, and guarantee you the folks here in Mayberry, we appreciate it. I want to also talk about this episode. We've got a voicemail type input, so we're going to play that for you in just a second. Robbie Curley, he's a member of the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter, as well as a listener to the podcast. And he's a big Andy Griffith fan. I've known him for a long time. Met him in Mount Airy at Mayberry Days. But he's got these observations about George Lindsay. Since we've just finished up our George Lindsay interviews, I wanted to give you a chance to listen to those. So here's Robbie.
"Hi, Alan. This is Robbie Curley. I just want to say how appropriate it was to choose that first interview with George Lindsay for the first podcast. He holds a very special place in our hearts due to our first visit to the Squad Car Nationals in Brent, Alabama, in 2004 as part of the Brent Mule Days Festival. Ken Junkin had arranged for George, Jim Best, Maggie Mancuso, and David Browning to attend, so it was quite a celebrity gathering. Jeff Koontz and I had the honor of being chauffeured to supper that night before the Nationals by our presiding goober, Jim Clark, with George in the front seat. I could not believe how genuinely nice he was to us, and he enjoyed the questions I was throwing at him about the production techniques on the show. When I commented that I was disappointed that no bloopers were saved, George turned around and looked at me and said, 'Well, that's because there were none. We were perfect,' and then gave out a hearty laugh, to which Jim replied, 'Well, no, not really. No one can seem to find any bloopers. I don't believe any were saved.' I will never forget the Sunday morning after the Nationals when we got up early to get a head start on the return trip home, and we were the only ones eating the free continental breakfast at the Country Hearth Inn in Tuscaloosa, and in walks George, yawning, having just gotten up. He got his food and came over to our table and asked us if he could join us. I was stunned that Goober would sit down and eat breakfast with us. I then made a terrible faux pas. I was so impressed at his kindness, I smiled and I said, "You know, this is really wonderful to be able to sit here with you and have breakfast. The stars of today would never allow their fans to enjoy this kind of treat." As soon as I said that, I wanted to crawl under the table. George looked at me and he said, "The stars of today, huh?" Then, seeing that I realized what I'd said and how bad I felt, he laughed and said, "I know what you mean, and you're right. Those youngsters don't appreciate their fans as much." He then reminded us that he was coming to the state fair in a few weeks and invited us backstage to see him if we were in attendance. I'll just never forget the kindness that weekend, and he will always be a very special person to us.
Wow, that's great. I really appreciate Robbie taking the time to record that and send it in to us so we could all hear that story. There's a lot of stories out there like that about the people on the Andy Griffith Show, George Lindsay, and the other cast members as well. And if you have a story like that, we would love to hear it, because these are things that, you know, people don't really know how their stars, how the stars of the shows and how the cast members of Andy Griffith Show, they hear other people talk about it, but they've never experienced it. So to hear in your own words how they've experienced visiting with these cast members, I believe other people would be interested in that. I know I am. Clearwater Cop, Paul had asked earlier how George is doing now. George is doing well. He lives in Nashville, Tennessee now. And as far as I know, he's doing just great. And I'll be seeing him in a couple of months or a month or so for his birthday. I believe I mentioned that a group of us get together and try to carry him out for his birthday and just celebrate with him and let him know how much we appreciate him as Mayberry fans, as just as friends. But I'll be sure to tell him, "Hey to Goober," from all you folks here listening to the podcast. I want to remind you that we've got Christmas coming up, and this podcast is brought to you by Weaver's Department Store. So drop by Weaver's Department Store and get you some Mayberry stuff and give it to your friends and try to spread a little bit of the Mayberry fun. Floyd's not going to visit us this week because I just got back from the Mayberry Cruise. And the upcoming podcast will be some interviews I did with some of the impersonators that were on the cruise. I missed a couple of them, but I'll catch up with them later. But during the course of the cruise, you know, I had a sinus infection or something, so I've lost my voice and I can't talk very well, so I don't know if you can hear the graveliness of my voice. But I'm going to trim this one a little bit short this week, and we'll be back with you again next week, so be listening. Talk to you later.